Hello.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Samia. How may I assist you?
I got an email that some suspicious activity went on my bank card. And it was from you guys charging me some $40 for some monthly subscription that I did not order. I don't even, never even heard of you guys. I don't even know what you are.
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'd be more than happy to assist. One brief moment.
I can't cancel my call. You mean, because they have my fucking address.
They're still on the phone.
I know. I won't get it.
May you please provide me your zip code?
My zip code for what? Where I'm at right now?
No, your card.
14541.
Okay. One brief moment.
One four five four one.
One 14541.
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. One brief moment.
Be nice.
14541.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink coffee.
Not coffee.
What is that?
Coffee and cocoa.
Okay, so you said charges came off your card. What's the last 4 digits of that card that the charges came off of?
8657.
And that first and last name would be?
Stacy Courtright.
All right, thank you for that information. And that billing address for security purposes, please.
No, it's not. 19.
It's not that one.
It's not that one. That's the billing address for my card.
I do understand it is on a circle.
Oh, 239 Quarantine Circle?
Yes, ma'am. Newfield, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
14867.
Yes, ma'am. So it does show us that it was a purchase that was made today for the shipping and handling. Well, not shipping and handling, but for $39.85. You could have possibly taken a survey and you ended up being redirected to our meal planning app. And the app is for you, you know, it helps you to create better meals where it helps you focus on using real food to boost your energies and cut out sugars and carb craving. It also helps, you know.
Hold on 1 second. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Okay. No problem.
How do I mute this? Excuse me.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
So this, your company has charged this card and we have no idea what this company is.
Okay,
right.
So who
I don't care what company is. I want my money back.
Okay. I have no problem assisting you, ma'am. I'm just trying to, you know, explain what's going on here. It was just a order for a meal planning app. You know, also giving you insight about what you can also do with the app, what it helps to do. You can
she
either
don't want that. She just wants to cancel
are you, okay,
the.
Are you the owner of this account? Like, you know,
I'm her financial advisor.
You're her financial advisor?
Yes.
Okay. So I do understand that she's on the line with us, and I do understand that you're a financial advisor. I'm just trying to explain to her what happened and what's going on. I'd be more than happy to assist both of you if you could just allow me to explain the account of the charges.
Okay.
Okay. I just want you to give me my money back. I don't need to hear all that. I need to get some sleep.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Let me go ahead and get that $39.85 credited back for you, all right?
Thank you.
No problem.
And make sure you cancel whatever subscription nonsense.
I do need you to remain on the line with me while I go ahead and get everything situated.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience.
So anyway. She leaves me a number, she doesn't stay at work tomorrow. Let me know when you're ready for me.
Yes, ma'am, I will let you know shortly.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I did make sure this account was canceled indefinitely. You will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation and also the refund process. If it does not fall back into your account instantly, do give it 3 to 5 business days. I have a cancellation confirmation number available for you whenever you're ready.
1 second.
Ready.
C is in Charlie. 919-27-1000.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I really appreciate you for giving customer service a call.